Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And we are fired up from this finale, you guys. So we're changing it up this week because after watching this finale, we're like, we need to focus. There's no way we can talk about other things coming off the high of watching this finale and watch what happens live. So tonight,
this will be exclusive. This is the Super Bowl episode of all episodes of Bravo TV. We predict it's going to be like the most watched episode of Bravo ever.
It literally crashed YouTube TV.
And we're going to go line by line of this episode. I took 4 pages of notes.
So we'll talk about this. And then later this week, we'll talk about all the rest of the show. So we're breaking it up for you because
a lot of gossip this week. I watched so much other TV, but we're just going to
tell us that later, Mary. Exactly. We've got to talk about. Okay. So we do need to mention, though. So like a couple of hours before this is released, it is put out there that Sandoval and Raquel have ended the affair. Is it PR? Are they trying to get ahead of something? I don't know that they needed to do absolutely anything today. And that they said Raquel dipped out. Sandoval wasn't for her, which is like very similar to something that Sandoval said last week of dipping out and keeps repeating when he sings Schwartzy's mom for Stacy's mom. Raquel is not the one for me. Just who's the source?
Okay. So apparently there's this Equinox picture going around. It's this girl wearing a white hat.
Jura sent it to us.
Right. And they hook whatever. They were seen kissing there, which...
There's also another video of him on a date with the same blonde the night before in Austin.
Also, who is hooking up with him?
Guys.
That's like my number one question.
And the fact that Miami Girl was 100% vindicated tonight, so it's 4.5 inches. And he smells.
Right. Just, no.
And then, women, we need to do better. One woman's trash, in this case, is not another woman's treasure.
But I so wonder, because Ariana said on Watch What Happens Live tonight as well that she's still getting notes from Raquel, but not just to her house in the mail, because
Morgan letters have been arriving.
Right. Because Raquel isn't on
doesn't have a cell phone in her center. And I just wonder if Raquel doesn't know what's going on outside and she thinks she's still in a relationship and Tom has just decided he's not in the relationship anymore. I feel like that happened more than Raquel dipping out, to be honest.
Well, I don't think that I think the source is Tom and he's going to make it look like Raquel left him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't believe it.
Whew. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to believe anymore because it's just right is wrong. Wrong is right. I'm like, oh yeah, Jax, he knows what's up. I'm liking Kristen on this episode, the two of them together talking about our ex-boyfriend. It's like, we are in the upside down.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Ugh. Ugh. But I gotta say, this episode did not disappoint for me. It was an hour and 15 minutes long. Now, granted, it was because there were ads every 5 minutes because this was the Super Bowl of Bravo, meaning, you know, you pay millions of dollars for a Super Bowl commercial. I need to know what the price was for a commercial on this episode. But really, you said, like we're saying, this has to be, I would be so surprised by the numbers tomorrow. This has to be the highest rated episode across the board.
Right. And I think Andy asked her a good question. He's like, this is like national news. You're on the Today Show tomorrow. Why do you think people are so invested in this? And I thought she had an interesting answer. She said, I think a lot of people have gotten cheated on. I don't think that's so uncommon, but there's so many layers to this. Like, it was with my best friend. Like, they've seen us fall in love in the show.
I also think because the show was airing as we found out that watching this show back, we just automatically became Team Ariana in a sense because we were watching the clues, right? And so, like, I think if this had happened after the season, I don't know if
we go back and watch the Easter eggs.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if Tom was going to do it before the reunion, like he had said, right, or do these things. But now because it happened mid-season and we're watching these episodes unfold where Tom is gaslighting us into thinking that his very presence annoys Ariana and, like, things that he was trying to set up being the victim, the same thing he did when he and Kristen ended things, it'd be different. So it was like, and then she also said, too, I liked her point where she said, and he's also been preaching accountability, right? Like, Jack's got to be the scapegoat for all of them. And then he kept being like, man, like, why are you doing this, man? Like, come on, you know. And so he had this good guy image. They worked together in the sense of, like, we'll never air our dirty laundry on this show. Like, if there's something that bothers us, we say, great, deny it. And then we talk about it off camera.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so, okay, let's just go to the top.
Okay.
So we get the Watch What Happens Live. It's on March 1st. We're in Hawaii. Me and you.
I literally said this morning, I said, I'll never forget where I was when Scandoval broke.
And you see, you know, on Watch What Happens Live, they're asking Rachel and Sheena, who is the hotter Tom? And they both at the same time go, Sandoval. And we know why. One girl answered Sandoval.
Well, Sheena said she had answered Sandoval because she just assumed Raquel was going to answer Schwartz. So she wanted to be like nice, like, and make sure that they both felt that they were being chosen.
Okay. So that's on the East Coast happening. Then we're on the West Coast and Tom and Ariana are at TomTom and the fatal fall.
The Tom and the Most Extras are playing at TomTom. That phone falls out of his pocket.
She just knew
she needed to look at it. She found a screen recording. Now it's very interesting because every time they brought up the screen recording too, they don't tell you that it's the masturbation happening on the screen recording because of legal reasons, but I thought it was like every time they were mentioning that. So she found the screen recording, her stomach dropped into her ass. What I hated was then they went to Sandoval and Sandoval basically says, you know, usually I would delete those. Like, usually?
How many did you have?
You're outing yourself of not just being a cheater here for 7 months, but always. Like, I don't believe that there's only been one other person besides Miami Girl and Raquel. I don't believe that. I think that was a regular occurrence for him.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, I feel like we got down to a lot of business on Watch What Happens Live tonight because later on, they talk about, like, possibly Billy Lee. And Andy is saying, like, do I know this person? You know, so about another person.
It must
person.
Not be Billy Lee, right? Because she said she's not in the show universe, but she's someone that's in Ariana their universe.
Squashed that, which I thought was interesting. But maybe she just doesn't know about Billy Lee. She's thinking about someone in particular. Maybe yeah. Joe's friend, something like that.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I'm making things up.
No, it has to be someone who's on the peripheral.
Yeah. Oh, also, mm-hmm. I do feel like it. Schwartz's condo was like a sex den for all four of them, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I mean, God, I can't, I'm trying not to skip forward, but I just, Ariana also said on Watch What Happens Live, like, I did track him and he was always going to Schwartz's house.
Would you rather talk about Watch What Happens Live first and then come back to the show?
No, I think it all connects.
Okay. I think it's okay if you skip around because there's a lot that's happened in these episodes. This episode was really like a catch up, right? Like there's not really any new evidence presented to us, but we were watching the firsthand accounts of people finding out how they're handling the situations, like the aftermath, because this is like 2 to 4 days, 5 days after this has all happened. So we're just seeing this in real time. It's also so wild to me. Like I was just thinking about this. I'm like Ariana is so strong because there's no way a camera could be in my face and I could want look as beautiful as she did, but also just like have the wherewithal to like be so angry as opposed to so upset. Like even though she cracked a few times at crying because she's obviously upset, like the way that she read him, the way that she read Schwartz, the way that she just handled herself throughout this whole episode, a true star.
Definitely. So then, okay. Basically, so Sheena goes on. She's like, all of a sudden, I find out they're having this affair for 7 months.
Like, she was so nonchalant about it, saying like, oh, yeah, Ariana just found out that I've been having a 7-month affair with Sandoval.
What? Excuse me? What? What just happened?
Nonchalant?
And then it really pissed me off. I can so imagine like Ariana's finding this out at Sir and like him like throwing her like into the alley. Like, don't let people hear about this.
Don't
like,
embarrass
maybe
me.
Maybe I can
group.
Save this still somehow and change the narrative.
This is my night.
Right. Like that was
you're being most concern. Extra and it's not Ariana Maddox in the most extras. It's Tom Sandoval.
I know. Oh, God. And then
while
she's like
chain smoking. Dude, bro, no, dude, fuck, no. Why are you going through my phone, bro? Fuck, no.
Do you think she knew the passcode? Or do you think she... No, she did know the passcode, right?
Yeah. I mean, she said she had the password to the iPad. I mean, tell me this. Are your passcodes on your iPad, iPhone, whatever, all the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And they have to be, right? Or no?
I guess No. Each machine can have its own password.
Oh.
Like the digits.
Yeah. You know? Mine's 6 digits. How many is yours?
Yeah. I think it has to be 6. It used to be you could only have 4, but now I have
Michael's
to have
is
6.
Still only 4.
Mm. Sus.
And it's like, I can't say it, but.
It's his birthday? Isn't everyone's always their birthday or some
mine's
some
not. Mine's not my birthday.
Yours is like 1-1-1-1-1.
No, that's not it.
0-0-0-0-0-0.
Mine are all different numbers, actually. But it's really funny. Michael cannot memorize it no matter what. Like it's
yours or his?
Yeah, mine. I'm always like, it's this. Come on, get it together.
Mary's is probably actually a word and it corresponds to the numbers. It's like birdie.
I think that is very clever. It's not. It's not. It's an address. It's just
your own. You can't remember. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? I don't know if I've ever told him its address.
Is it 500 South Robertson, a.k.a. Sir? I'm just kidding. I don't actually know what the address of Sir is.
Anyways, okay.
Okay.
So, and then just Ariana's like, I like found out there are evil people in this world and they could be the closest to you and you just have like no idea. I mean, she just must be flashing back to her whole last year. Like I confided in Raquel. Like she was supposed to be my best friend. We connected on so many levels. And then you do this to my 9-year relationship. And Tom, like I thought you loved me. I would have done anything for you.
Well, I think the worst part is too, and it was asked on Watch What Happens Live, like, oh, you know, now that you know what's happened, like with Katie and Lala, with their inklings, like, you know, hindsight's 2020 kind of thing. And I just think, God, it must thankfully everybody's kind of rallied around her, but I'm like, she must feel so embarrassed watching this show back and just thinking, like, she said multiple times, like, I was a ride or die for you. I was like so loyal to you. Like, I was, no matter what they say, I was like, no, he would never do that kind of thing to me. And then, you know, again, like, we're watching these clues and we're seeing all this happen that it's like, you think at that point, like, how could you guys not know? And I love to, like, I know this, I'm jumping forward too, but like Brock being like, everyone's calling us fucking idiots for not knowing. Like, yeah, sorry, we didn't see the clues.
Lala did.
Well, yeah, but they were like, I'm going to believe, you know, again, yeah. It's just because you also are, well, like, also, they wouldn't though. Like, he would never, right? Like, no.
But also you have like faith in people, right? You know, like you want to give people grace and humanity and like hope,
and you trust the world
wouldn't treat you like that. Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Okay. So then basically we get to see Katie and Tom's dog hump something. And that just made me think of the sextant. I feel like that dog's seen way too much sex. He's humping everything.
He's just inspired by what's happened. Like, yes. Art imitates life kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they really honed in on that. Did you notice that?
I missed that part.
Oh, my God. I was very distracted by this. I'm like, why are you watching Katie and Tom's dog humping? Because he watches it at that house all the time. With Joe and Tom and Raquel and Tom. Do you think they've done, like, freaky stuff all together, the four of them? I could see it.
Yeah,
their condo, that condo is like,
yeah, but it's Tom Schwartz watching them from the corner.
Ew.
It's just okay. Ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, so then there's like this random girl named Meredith. Never seen her before.
Well, Meredith, and she's on the show, so she's not the one that's had the affair with Tom or hooked up with Tom. But we're at Tom and Ariana's. Yeah, it's Meredith. There's Logan there's two Logans, by the way. There's Logan that once had something with James that is like best friends with Lala now. And then there's Logan that works at TomTom, who we've seen before. And he was invited to the pool party. They did like arms up in the pool kind of thing. And then they're talking there. They're drinking, you know, someone gives Ariana a bottle of wine. She's like, this is from the first time.
I know. And I still had that bottle.
I was like, drink it.
I was worried it was probably not that expensive of a wine and that
it almost looked like a Justin bottle. The label.
No, it didn't feel like it was a nice bottle of wine. And I wondered why they kept it for so long. And
maybe
I
felt memories. Like it was
worth $30.
Maybe memories.
But she was chugging it out of the bottle.
And then it's like very,
you realize Tom's in the house.
I thought we were, I was like, what? Oh, we're having the girls come over. Everybody's sitting there. We're having a thing. And then, oh yeah, I'm sorry. Logan was not there at that point. I already fast forwarded to the friend scene. I apologize. Yeah. Yes, you're right. And Tom just moseys on and like nothing's happened. Like literally like nothing's happened. I'm like, this scene is so weird because this is the aftermath, right? Like we're just acting like everything's okay.
Do you want anything?
For you to die.
Right. I knew I wasn't going to get any more information tonight or anything, but I wish I hadn't seen so many scenes ahead of time.
I know. But still, though, I felt this scene was like so powerful from her because she just had Tom and Raquel's number. I love when she's like, how was Raquel's last night? And like Tom is so stupid, right? Because he's actually not. Ariana is like 100 times smarter than him. And she's like witty and on her toes. And Tom's not. His way of like getting is like being the loudest person in the room.
He was like, I was at Schwartz's. She's like, well, you being at Schwartz's literally means nothing.
Yeah. And then she's like, you still haven't apologized. And he's like, well, you don't let me apologize. Every time I try to apologize. And I'm like, I just want to remind people, too, that the juxtaposition of the way he doesn't really apologize to Ariana here and the way he breaks down crying at Schwartz in the following scene is just very
telling.
Telling. And he's kind of like, you're just like always get angry if I try to apologize. She's like, let me be angry.
I mean, she's like, I literally was in love with you when you drove a 1997 Honda Civic.
And then like, it took me back to when James was like, go take a selfie on your Honda Civic, Sandoval.
He's like, she's like, and all you got was just like, you got a little bit of money. You started a band. Now you have a bar. And now Raquel's obsessed with you. Like,
yeah. And she read him. You just want someone to gas you up. And that's what Raquel does. She has no identity. She basically finds a guy and that's how she surrounds herself and builds herself up. And he's like, bro, dude, it just happened. Like, we became good friends. Like, she's my good friend. We connected.
I'm selfish.
And she's like, I love it. And then she's so enraged. She's like, your friendship is bullshit.
I loved her comment of the no identity. And then I thought it was really interesting later in the episode. Like, Sheena's like, I literally paid for her apartment. Like,
well, this no, girl Sheena had let, when nothing. Raquel and James broke up, Sheena let Raquel stay in her place.
Right. Like, very nice.
Yeah. Very nice. She's a mom and a sister to her.
Yeah. I know.
So then, Tom. Okay. Is like,
how about, who do you want to put, Tom or Ariana?
You wrote this out. I would like you to take your role. Hey, there's no small roles, only small actors. So I will take the role that you...
Okay. I think I'll be Tom.
Okay.
He's like, oh, she just treats me with respect, you know? I haven't gotten from you for a really long time. And we were respecting each other. And our relationship, it just wasn't the same. And we were going different ways. We had no sex life. I have no mojo. I just was like, this isn't going to be the rest of my life. I didn't turn 40 and this is it, you know?
By the way, he admits that he's 40. He's already 40.
I tried to talk to you and I wanted to end things. And you said, you told me you were not letting us break up and you were not letting me break up with you and me breaking up with you and I breaking up with them. And it was like, what is he saying here?
He was basically like, I tried to break up with you. You told me I couldn't. Like, so I said, okay.
Exactly.
I'll just go fuck your friend.
Yeah. This is a real relationship. It's not about like getting my ego stroked. Okay. And this isn't also about looks. And it's much deeper than that. It's not about the looks and their glass eye. And we're a support system for each other.
We really supported each other. She's like, ooh, over the last few months, well, you were fucking my friend and you should have never been in my bed. You were already like, besides the point, if you think that you tried to break up with me in the last few months, like you were already fucking Raquel. So that's why you weren't there. Like, I can't fucking believe you. I don't want to hear it because it's disgusting. When are you going to see her next? He literally answers so fast, tomorrow. Like, okay, relax, Tom. He's like, no, why don't you just say no? I was ride or die to both of you.
I know.
Like, you should be sorry you ever did it. I regret every moment I stood up for you, supported you. You were worth nothing. I want you to feel it deep in your soul. I was ready to build the rest of my life around you. Feel my words. I regret ever loving you. Any last words before we never speak again?
I'm just like, ugh, I never thought this would happen. I would have thought we would have been together forever.
It's like, well, you stuck your dick in someone else. So I think
But I feel like also at this point, he isn't really quite sure of his timeline and how much to say they have slept together. Like, he's kind of like,
the timeline's all over the place this episode.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
We're two days fresh.
We had the Mondrain night. That was, we just made out. Then she later gets him to admit that they actually fucked in the car. And then she had to let him in the house. Then he kind of tries to pretend that like a month went by and then the next festival happened. And that's when it happened again. Like
she knows it was 7 months, but he doesn't know if she knows it was continually for 7 months or if it started 7 months ago and then there were like random interactions or like whatever it was. But she just, and then I felt so heartbroken for her because she starts to break down a little bit. She's like, I was 100% committed to you. Yeah. I would have done anything for you.
Well, and I think what she's saying there too is like, you couldn't stay, like, I would have done anything for you, meaning like, I literally did an egg retrieval and I kept on telling you, I do not want to have kids, but I didn't want you to like go through your life without being a dad because that was your hope and dream. And I love you so much that like I was willing to go on that journey with you. I went through the hard part and you couldn't stay 5 days sober to do your retrieval. Like, fuck you. I literally was going to have
your retrieval. It's like you were already doing it into Raquel.
Yeah.
Just catch it one time.
That's gross.
I but just here have we a are. Dark thought.
And then, okay. So, I think you should keep this one to yourself. It feels like you should keep this one. Okay. But then, okay. Tom's tell you guys when Tom is a fake crier, because again, people keep saying like, this is staged. I'm like, guys, if this was staged, these would be Oscar winning performances. These are former servers. Right. Okay. Not that you can't be a fantastic actor and be a server. I'm just trying to say we didn't see them getting any bit parts, minus Ariana, who's getting, you know, a lot of work these days.
Right.
His tell though is he puts his hand over his eyes.
I know.
And he's always and then when he removes it,
it's dry.
White of his eyes, no red, not a drop. The only time I actually did see a tear this episode was when he was at Sheena's. There was a legitimate tear. And I think, and again, not because of Ariana, I think it was because I think he really thought he could get Sheena and realized that was the last hope and he's done here. But he even says, like, this is your line. I apologize, Mary. This is yours.
What the hell is wrong with me? You can think whatever you want, but we had some really good times.
Yeah.
We are also not Oscar winning actors either over here.
But when she just goes,
yeah,
I was like, oh, this is amazing. Well, and then she said that was like filmed over hours. That was hours of filming and they like sliced it into potentially what, 5 minutes?
Yeah. And also, I got to be honest. Now, I like a squirt, like soda.
Oh my God.
When's the last time you've ever bought squirt soda?
Oh, it isn't that like what? Oh, Fresca. No, that's they watch What Happens Live. They do Fresca.
Yes, Fresca. It just seems like such an odd choice. And he probably like Sandoval, someone's like, well, you never know when someone's going to want a twist of a drink and you just need a splash of squirt.
He also had his nails done.
His nails have been done this whole. It's just
no. But I just feel like he.
Well, he's
like,
not going to go on camera with a bad manicure.
I honestly, that's how it felt. And then I also it felt like they hadn't left that house for days. You know what I mean? There was like this eeriness of like.
Because he was kind of coming in and out. But then there was a little bit of fighting where he was like, I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah.
It was. She had the show in Anaheim that Friday.
It just did really break my heart because she was like, I loved you before we were like anything. And I loved you for who you were as a person. And like, you've just.
When you were
changed.
In your combat boots and your skinny jeans. Right. Okay, Justin Bobby.
You just changed so much and you let this show ruin you, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's truly sad. Like, I'm still going to be my humble self and. Do my job and do my work. And like, I thought we were building this life together. Just broke my heart.
Let's take a quick break. Because we're Uber One. Whoa. And we'll be right back.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
That commercial was a cute idea.
And it I think very it's funny. Cute, but I'm like, where's Katie? Katie can't get auto-tuned.
Lala, I thought they were like, you can't really sing. So, and I, and
Lala can.
No, I know, but I just thought it was funny. I mean, I've seen her in the studio a lot.
She came in at the end.
Right. But let's just say the other two got the main roles.
Katie should have been at the table, and they should have had the three of them.
How much money do you think Sheena got for that? Like, I feel like she like sold her song, you know? I hope she got a lot.
I'd be curious because they had that and then they had another commercial too.
But just like the rights to her song. Yeah. I hope she's making a ton of money off that. Good for them.
Yeah. I just love that they're just. Nice to see the girlies winning.
I just love that they're getting like a revival though. You know?
This show has been so, and all of us are guilty of it, by the way, has been so male focused. Like it's always kind of been. I will say Stassi ran the show for a while. And then after that, I felt like it really became like male focused in the sense of like Tom and right. Like Schwartz. Like even when you go into the end, like into the credits, right? It starts at Schwartz and Sandy's with the Toms. Like they became the stars of the show.
Even this season, we watched Sheena get married, and that was not like the finale episode. That was not the main event of the season.
It was just that was a vacation.
Well, that was Katie's vacation.
Yes, Katie's vacation. Okay, so back to the show. Okay, so then we go over to Schwartz's house, and Tom just lets himself in with a lightning bolt earring in his ear.
And that also, like, Tom Schwartz is totally making this all about himself and, like, trying to...
Wait, no, I love the entry, though, of Sandoval. He goes, there he is! Most hated man in America, basically. Most reviled man in America.
Yeah, he's like, and he's just like, dude, this is like very bad for us. Like, I'm not trying to like beat you down or anything, you know, but like this is pretty bad. Like our Yelp score's at a one now. So could you maybe like do a post and say I was not complicit and, you know, I told you to tell Ariana. He is trying to backpedal so quickly for himself. But then at the same time, it's like, I got you, man.
It's so interesting because it's like, I can't figure out Schwartz's play in this. I love like Ariana was like, no. Like it wasn't that he even knew, like he was complicit in trying to take me down. And so I'm like, I'm so confused on like what the timeline is of what he knew, because again, I know we'll get to the Katie scene too. Do you think he knew the whole time?
Yeah. As soon as they hooked up, absolutely yes. Then he probably didn't know about every single hookup by any means, but
I feel like he knew January.
He knew a lot, but I feel like also on this day, you know, Sandoval's coming crying into his arms, like, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry.
I love you. I love you.
And Schwartz is like, well, I like knew this was going to come. So I'm not surprised at all. But like, how are we going to get in front of this a little bit? Like, they also probably have no idea how big this is going to get. They're like, this is going to be like in the news for a week type of thing. Like, some other story will bury it. I mean, Anderson Cooper and CNN fucking picked up this story. Like,
and no, it's not going away. Like, he's like, this is real bad, man. Like, never piss a fandom off.
But also, I feel like he's just like, I think if you just, you know, if you put up a post, we can just tell them, you know, we got 20 people that work for us. Like, we can bring up that Yelp score again. It'll be fine. Like, we'll get ahead of it, you know?
I mean, the funniest thing about the Yelp score of Schwartz and Sandy's is, like, anyone who's discovering this place as not a Bravo fan, like, that makes me laugh. Like, they're, hey, guys, have you heard of this local bar in the strip mall called Schwartz and Sandy's? Like, we should go over there. Like, people would never go over there, I feel like, if they don't know who Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval are.
Right. I wonder.
For that doesn't really matter.
Did they, like, capitalize on this tonight?
What do you mean?
They must
is there a watch party at Schwartz and Sandy's?
They must have done something.
I don't know.
I heard Tom and Jax were there this week.
Yes, Jax. And Jax is like telling everybody he's back on the next season. Here's the thing. I don't want Jax back. I don't want him back. Give him the recap show, though, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm fine with the people's couch kind of thing where he comments on, you know, the previous episode. And if Brittany is smart, if she wants to maintain her marriage, because Tom Sandoval has fallen, one of you will be next because none of you are good.
I agree with that.
Don't do it. But Jax is like, I love it. He's going on like every podcast. Today they released all this merch like that was quote unquote throwback merch. It's like Brittany in a hat that says like Rotten Hail. Okay. Rotten Hail. It's got like the Warhol picture of Jax coked out. Like a shirt with that. Mm-hmm. And it's got like number one guy in the group, but they like put quotes around it. It's like, guys, come on now. You know, just trying to capitalize off of this. Like, don't fall into this, Bravo. We don't need them back in that much. They could be friends of if they want. Like, they could be allowed to film now, but don't put them in the credits.
Right.
Right. It's also interesting too, because it's now they're saying too, like the cast, like they're trying to start filming, I think next month or so. And they're kind of paused right now on who's going to be coming back. Because realistically, it's like,
who's going to film with them?
I don't think Raquel is coming back. I don't think she's coming back.
She's like going to stay in Arizona.
Her parents have put her in the basement. They've taken away her electronics. She might have a Galaxy Light. We're not sure. That might be her. She maybe gets to listen to Taylor Swift for 1 hour a day. But she is not seeing the light of day.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean.
And who's going to film with Sandoval?
Nobody. Yes. Schwartz.
I mean, at this point,
nobody is going to film with Schwartz.
Yeah, Schwartz is done too. I mean, it's
the Toms and the Toms versus everybody, except LVP.
Do we want it?
I kind of do. I know. I kind of do. Well, and then but then we start getting the blame from him, and he's like, I just got the vibe like she didn't want to know, you know, and Kel and I, we just have like super deep conversations. And then
the next day after the Mondrian was kissed, we kissed. I'm like, OK, so your timeline's there. So we also know that that's not true. He's like, and then I felt something I haven't felt in a really long time, man. Oh, I was like, what? I don't know. You love the high of the secrecy of doing something bad.
Completely.
Like, we've had issues for 5 years. And then they like, flash back to Jax being like, oh, you think your relationship's so perfect? Like, I like the flashbacks of Jax. I don't need the flash forwards of Jax. You know, he's like, we have zero intimacy. He's like, I had to get off when I watch porn in the bathroom. Like, okay, so you are jerking off. Like, that's all Ariana needed, again, to fertilize the eggs.
Right.
Like, you know, I went to therapy.
Right. And then the other time, she's like, yeah, man, wow. Like, you know.
I can relate.
Right. Okay. And then, so I have to shout out this juror, Robin. She DM'd us last week. I'm just going to read her DM. It says, okay, listen to last week's pod. And it made me think, did Tom Schwartz do the same thing Tom Sandoval attempted to do, but more successfully? It feels like he did the whole annoyed, not connecting, but gaslighting behavior to Katie. And the two of them worked together to paint Katie as unlikable. It's almost like Tom Sandoval tried to copy him, but just wasn't as successful, which, Robin, I completely agree with you.
Yes.
And it's like the other Tom got out And it was, it's just like, oh, he got Katie to walk away because he was so horrible to her. And then it's just like, we're just going through a divorce, but he got what he wanted the whole time. And then he's like,
everyone liked
it with Katie.
Yeah. Everyone liked Tom Schwartz way more than they liked Katie. Tom was always a lovable, goofy guy, even though he constantly cheated on her, didn't treat her as a good partner. You know, again, he also was like sitting in hot tubs, so he didn't have to give sperm. That is such a good comparison. And then you're right. This was the season that they were going to work towards. And that's why also I felt like they were like, okay, we got to still be mean to Katie. We're going to push Katie off the show. We're going to push James off the show. Like the three of them worked together, probably with Joe, to like be like, this is our show.
Yeah. And then, but we're
Robin.
Robin, I feel like this is a brilliant theory.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And but then, yeah, Sandoval's like, but then, like, you know, like I knew it was bad that one time because we only hooked up the one time, the kiss of the Mondrian. Get it? Get the timeline down.
Kiss and day then, after the Mondrian. Well, it was after midnight.
Did we fuck in the car? I don't remember.
Oh, God. Was it a Jetta or was it a Beetle? I can't remember.
Like, but then Life is Beautiful happened and...
Life was beautiful, man. Ariana could have followed me and see I didn't go to your house. Like, why is it Ariana checking on my location? Like, if she wants to know where I am, she should be checking. And I love when Ariana looks in the camera and watch what happens. I've said, I did check because you left your iPad and I know the password. And guess what? You've always been at Schwartz's. So guess what? You're fucking her at Schwartz's.
Right, right. And then, but Schwartz is also like, he really covers this off. He's like, well, that's not really her responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like kind of died. He's like
Tom, be smart. He's like, we really should have hopped on a Zoom before this to discuss logistics.
I know. Okay, now this is the scene that you're talking about.
Sorry,
this
I apologize.
Truly felt like the funeral. So everyone's gathering at the house, and you know, Sheena walks in. I'm not sure what did she bring. I couldn't
bottle
tell.
Of wine, bottle of rosé,
something else. I feel like it was a
maybe
crystal.
A whiskey.
Okay.
It wasn't a Tom Tom bourbon, I'll tell you that.
So Sheena and Ariana embrace in tears, and they're just like, they're evil, evil people. Like, Katie comes in too, and then Sheena and Kate are like, we can put our stuff aside today, okay?
Yeah, I did like that though, because I was like, they both were like, yeah, our beef has like is way less than like all of this. But I also need to know if Sheena has really apologized to Katie yet. Because this whole time, her hatred of Katie was so strong that her blinders were on for all of this. And she kept pushing the Raquel and Schwartz. And I just
they all went to that DJ together.
They did that. But even Katie on Watch What Happens Live the other week was kind of like, we're working on things.
Right.
We're working on things. But I feel like, ugh.
No. And then they're like so funny. They're like, I mean, this wasn't like they just like kissed once on acid at Coachella, guys. This was a full-on affair. I'm like, how many people hook up at Coachella with each other in this group?
I know. What the hell happens at Coachella? Who's your dealer? Oh my God. I love that Coachella is such a moment for these guys too, because Ariana also said her top two things this year has been Coachella 2023 and there's like the support from her friends and the fans.
But I guess also Coachella 2023 was maybe the first time she hooked up with that guy and she kind of put that in the universe.
Well, and I mean, neither Tom nor Raquel could go.
Right. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, highlight I think for she, her. And I bet
she had the
I
power.
I bet all through the weekend, two fans are coming up to her being like, we love you. Like she was probably on a high. Maybe it was acid. I don't know. Maybe she made out with her new man on acid at Coachella.
Could have been. Could have been.
But yeah, so then Ariana breaks it down. Raquel said it started after the girls' trip. I'm like, oh, great. When Charlotte died, Tom said they fucked in her car that night. And then he left his car. Also, I'm very surprised that their house does not have a keypad to get in, by the way.
Is there a Ring camera? Did she watch all the footage to see how many times Raquel came over? I'd be doing that.
Oh, 100%. I bet he deleted it because, you know, he's usually so good at that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Good point.
No, I'm serious.
Good point. Exactly.
Like, but you're right. There has to be like, but okay. So then he got locked out and then he's banging on the door and Ariana, who is mourning the loss of her dog, has to let him in and he's angry at her.
That's so fucked up.
That fucking shit. That worm with his mustache.
Right. Okay, this part,
I have to make it about me for a second.
No, but I actually felt bad for her. So the restraining order is like not out yet. But so Sheena's just like, I had so much rage in me that night. Like I shoved her so fucking hard. Like I was so angry and I ran up to my hotel room and I guess like my nail scratched her or like she hit the wall or now she's saying I punched her. And Sheena's like, literally, I felt like it was O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Like putting on the glove.
The glove does not fit.
You must have quit. No, if the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah.
I know that. Like, I know that line. Okay. And she just, I can't form a fence with these nails. Like, it's glue. Guys.
She's not wrong. It is hard to do. But her showing us, she's like, see. And if I did it this way, see. And my nails are intact. See.
I was like, I'm watching the O.J. Simpson trial. I really am. The facts.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. And so, but then it's like, it's also interesting because later too, they do say that she said she punched her like with the Tom and Raquel combo. So I'm like, I'm not sure like what fully happened, but there was rage. Right. And then she says, Schwartz is brought up. And so Katie's like, I think Schwartz knew because there was a comment he made at BravoCon because she was wearing the TomTom sweatshirt and he said, she's not there for me. Trust me.
I think that's how we get revenge.
That's break the penis flute.
It looked so easy to break. I'm like, yeah, what was that made out of? I thought that was going to be like hard wood.
I'm sorry, it's not hard.
Pun intended.
we're hilarious. Okay. It's like, thank God for James Kennedy. Okay, James Kennedy, he feels all the things. Him crying and being upset about the friendship, the loss of friendship between him and Sandoval, that broke
it was
me.
Literally so shocked. From his reaction, he's an emotional guy, and I feel like Allie's like, please stop crying. Like I am sick of your tears.
But even in the confessional, because I think
no, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, but I just felt so bad because it was like Tom Sandoval for James really in this group really did take him under. It's like the same kind of thing that Sheena said too. Is like when this cast first came out, nobody wanted to take pictures with me. Sandoval was there. It's like there is some inherent good in him somewhere.
Yeah,
and like. He took James under his wing, even though James literally slept with Kristen and dated her. This group is so ridiculous when you say these things out loud. But like, you know, and then help plan Rachella and like all these things. And it's like, it would feel really weird to be like, who is this person?
Yeah, right. So, I mean, yeah, he's just like, he's a backstabber. I wasted my friendship, you know.
But then it's like, okay, but then that's like the Witches of WeHo version two. So it's Lala, Katie, James, and Allie. And they all come over. And I'm like giggling at this whole thing too, though, because you know, Lala's saying, like, she's like, this isn't the first time he's comfortable. He would not do that. They mentioned the Billy Lee rumors. But then James like, let me call Raquel. But why is she picking up the phone from
honestly
James?
Picking up the phone right away? I feel like she doesn't even know she's on camera, you know?
Yeah.
And Raquel's
just California like, two-party consent stayed on recording.
I have no. Raquel's just like, I feel really shitty.
He's like, so are you dating? Are you guys together? She's like, no, we're not an item. She said, this affair has been really, or this has been eye-opening. Like it's a learning, learning lesson.
But then James cannot help.
He's got to get it. He's got to get one dig in.
Go
ahead.
So you've trashed it all for Tom's cocky cock, his 40-year-old cock. You're on the brightest trick.
The smartest thing you've ever done is hook up with him for 7 months. Bye. Hangs up. Like the whole time Allie's like, stop. Like hang up the phone.
But haven't you literally been like at someone's house where you know you're not supposed to hear the call, but you're in the background, like choking in your pillow? There's no greater rush than that, you know?
Yeah. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, it's the best.
You know, or like, remember when you were like younger and you'd do three-way calling, but you wouldn't tell the person they were on?
No, three-way? I did not do that. I don't like
that. Me neither.
I do not like that. That's like the mean girls.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Told you, Gretch.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, well.
But like, I'd be in the room physically when they don't know I'm there. Yeah, that seems different.
Yeah, it's just like, thanks. Like, James just like cracks me because he always goes too far.
Absolutely.
But as long as it's not directed at you, it's hilarious.
And then I do like, there's something in me that when they tell Raquel she's not smart to her face, it genuinely makes me sad for her. And I know she's done a horrible thing, but it feels like such low hanging fruit.
Oh, what if he yelled, "You're D and S" instead?
What's that? D and S.
Dumb and stupid.
Oh, D and S.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, I worry about her. Name calling just.
Yeah.
Do it for me.
Well, let's take another quick break and then let's come back to dissect the Bonnie and Clyde of the new era.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay. So then Tom comes over to Raquel's. She's got all of her galaxy lights on, which I'm like, oh, this is why Tom's always buying batteries.
This
galaxy lights are always lit.
Was truly a wild ride. So it's Raquel, Tom, Graham. Graham seemed pretty excited to see Tom. It seems like a familiar face to me.
Oh, yeah.
Strobe lights are blaring. Like,
I don't see any strobe. The galaxy, those are strobe lights are like.
I feel like it was strobe lights. I was getting annoyed. He was too. He's like, can we turn off all these lights?
There was just a lot of lights. She just loves and lights.
Then they immediately have to go to alcohol. I also wonder how many times they've like hooked up sober. And I don't consider hooking up sober like a night after drinking and hooking up in the morning.
Yeah.
I feel like they've literally had a
They're chasing their shot with Coors Light.
Yeah. And I feel like her drinking Coors Light is like showing her love for him. I don't know why. I feel like that's their like thing. We have Coors Lights together. I don't know why.
Although,
I just feel weird
when
about
Tom
it.
Goes over to Katie's, though, he also asks for a Coke and then somehow ends up with a Coors Light.
I know. Isn't that like his whole like that wedding morning? He was putting Coors Lights in the lake to cool them down.
And showering in the lake as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so then it's like, they're like, cheers. And we're just two people that were friends and then had feelings for each other. The amount of giddiness that is happening in this scene that they're trying to like convince each other and us that they're into each other. I'm like, Tom's pissed that this is all out, by the way. But clearly the rush of the affair is gone for him now.
I think the rush is over, but he's also like, cheers to being in hell where we belong.
I don't think we belong in hell, Tom.
She can't keep a straight face in this. I feel like because
this is all she wanted.
For so long in front of the cameras in such a different way. And now they're like allowed to like kiss or like be vulnerable or like expose the relationship and they don't know how to do it. It feels so.
Well, this is
they don't
what
know
Raquel,
how to do it
I feel
without
like this is
risk.
What Raquel has wanted the whole time. She's been basically like, you done with our Ariana. And if you're not done with her, you're going to be done with me, even though I'll still come back and I'll probably buy my next piece of jewelry. Like, don't worry about it. I'll still be here. But he's like,
so wait, Tom's like, yeah. You know, it's like, I don't even know how this happened. Like, I was trying to hook you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Up on Schwartz, and you know, I mean, how could I be sleeping on Ariana when she's like so fucking amazing? And Raquel literally goes, "You just called me Ariana," and Tom's like, "Oh my god, no, I literally just said I was fucking around on Ariana, not you. I'm not talking about how amazing you are. Like, Raquel, listen to my words, like." Oh my God, he must have been horrified when he left her apartment. Like, that's what I'm leaving her for. She didn't even realize I was talking about Ariana.
I thought he was saying, telling Tom Schwartz, "You've been sleeping on Ariana," meaning I was sleeping on Raquel. Like, Raquel is fucking amazing. Trying to pimp Raquel to Schwartz.
But
she said Ariana instead of Raquel.
No, I think he's saying, what was happening is I was trying to hook you up on Schwartz.
Yeah. And telling him you're sleeping on Ariana, but meaning to say you're sleeping on Raquel because she's awesome, Schwartz. You should be hooking up with Raquel. And then he said Ariana because he meant to say Raquel, but was thinking,
oh my God,
Ariana.
I misperceived that completely.
But you could be right. I took it as him saying, I'm trying to set you up with Schwartz and tell Schwartz how cool Raquel is.
Oh, I did not. That's not how I perceived this.
Oh, and then she's like, "I had to tell my family." And he's like, "Oh," and then he's like, she's like, "Yeah, like my mom's not gonna like." He's like, "Your family's probably pretty mad. Like, they don't love you." And then she's like, "Well, what about your family?" And he's like,
And she's like, "You don't want to talk about it?"
Yeah. And he's like, "They love you." And she's like, "I love you too, Tom." He's like, "I said they love you, but I guess I love you too." And I'm like, "Oh, so you do love her?" Because this whole time for the reunion, by the way, the big cliffhanger is, does Tom love Raquel? He's already answered it.
Right.
And then he embraces her. He takes her face to just like smush it and kiss it. And I'm like, bleh.
But they felt very uncomfortable kissing on camera.
Yeah. It was.
I feel like they're... I think
Raquel is where she wants to be. So she's all giddy about this. Like, he's coming in. She's like, he's almost like, "You need to show some fucking remorse. Okay. Like, we need to be like, I can't believe. But remember, we're also bond." Like, he's trying to leave. And she's just like, "Oh my God, I'm so happy we're here." And he's kind of like, I think you're right in the sense that he's like, this is not going to plan.
Absolutely,
like,
not.
Not what we should be doing. And so he's kind of like, "Oh, I want to show that, like, I want to show our chemistry, but we also need to be like, acting.
We've done a really bad thing. Like, we need to be in hell. We are super remorseful. Like, we're the bad guys here. Like, we're not going to win. So let's act like we had to do this type of thing.
So then they go to Raquel's like talking head. And she's like, "I was just curious what it would be like to be physical with somebody that I loved. I've never had sex like that before. I just didn't have the willpower." I'm like, not building your case, girlfriend.
Not looking good for you. Not.
No. So
then we go to the scratch on her eyebrow, and they are saying that Sheena said, I punched that bitch. And both of them are corroborating that story. And that's like, what?
I kind of think Sheena did say that, because there was also during the time on Instagram, she was like leaving like the punching bag emojis on things. And so I feel like until Raquel made it a restraining order, that then Sheena was like, whoa, I'm going to backtrack. Like, I was just being like over the top and like I exaggerating.
Like, I really would like to know what exactly what happened.
I don't think Sheena actually punched her. I think she just said she did. And then they were like, well, now she said it, so we can run with that. Because I'm like, that scratch is not a punch.
How come her and Tom don't talk about that at the end? Had the restraining order not gone? No, the restraining order had already gone out.
Maybe you can't talk about it.
But if Tom could talk about it with her, it's if it was a Krell, obviously not.
But I don't think that they were even, we'll get to that part, but I don't even think they were talking about the Raquel of it all. I think they were really talking about like, you've ended like this friendship. It doesn't even matter like what you've done. And maybe that's all part of it too, is like, and then
right,
like,
but she knows that Tom has enough power to be in her head to probably to execute the restraining order.
But maybe that's just not an on-camera conversation.
Right. Okay.
Maybe the conversation was, fine, I'll film with you if you tell her to drop it or something like that, you know?
I was surprised Raquel did say this. She was like, all I have now is you, my parents, and my sister. And even with you, it's really questionable. Like, am I putting my life on the line for someone that would cheat on someone that they love so much? Because you are capable of doing that to me now. And I don't want to be blind to these things. That was the smartest thing she said the entire episode. Because, girl, it's going to get you back.
How you get him is how you lose him.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, yeah, I would never do this if there wasn't something here. But when I kissed Raquel, I felt hope. And it was a new beginning. It's like, this love story you're telling us is just like so sad for you guys.
I know. But he's really just leaning into this, like, I had a midlife crisis. Me and Ariana, we were not in a good place. And I just wasn't going to like live the rest of my life unhappy. And
said, I thought the best days were behind me. I'm like, but wait, aren't these the best days of our lives? That's what the song says.
And then they're like, just both like,
we fucked up.
Really fucked this one up.
And I should have let her. These are learning experiences.
No, it's like she's like gone to therapy, and I feel like the therapist is like,
these are buzzwords.
Yes. Like, you're just having a learning experience. You're finding your place in this world.
Who are you? You know, you went from pageants, from college to pageants to James. Who is Raquel? Right. You know, and then they just like black screen it. They're like, Raquel wasn't heard from for weeks after filming this. She didn't answer any of the producer's calls. She just went MIA.
Which I think is very interesting.
We also remember she had like the TMZ interview.
Exactly. I was going to say probably the next thing they saw was right before, 3 days before the reunion, where she was outside a nail salon and did a 15-minute interview. And they're like, look like shit.
Love to hang out at this particular strip mall. They're always here, which was Ariana's nail place, by the way.
Oh my God. It gets even creepier.
So creepy. She wants to skin her and wear like last year's Versace, TM Dina Manzo.
Okay. Then Ariana goes over to LVP's, and also LVP offered for her to stay at the house, which I thought that was nice. And this was like sad. I feel like she was like coming to her mama bear, and she's like, I'm actually surprised we didn't see her brother at all.
Maybe he did. Well, he had tweeted about, or like,
I remember that was like one of the first things that we saw. Though that was like one of the first things that we saw in Hawaii. And I was like, no, this is true. The brother is
Jeremy
commenting on it.
Like, Jeremy's like, people sell their souls for this. So he probably's like, I'm not being a part of, like, I'm not going to go on camera for this.
Right. So basically she's like, Raquel's not welcome in this town. She better go into hiding. The other Tom, I finally got a text from him today, which is so ridiculous. I have that text. Let me read it.
Oh, I'm like, please say you have it.
Morning, Ariana. Hopefully you're resting at least a little easier now. I'm not here to make excuses for Tom or justify his actions. He confided in me and I told him what he needed to do. Sit you down and tell you everything out of respect for everything you guys have built together. I guess he was about to tell you, and this all blew up, and you got humiliated in the worst way possible. I'm not going to try and tell his story. You should jet set somewhere fabulous and just absolutely spoil yourself. Sheer decadence. Turn off your phone. I hope you don't have too much ill will. Just effed. I don't want to kick my guy when he's down, but my God, the amount of anxiety and backlash I'm getting because of his actions are insane. Anyways, just know I care about you and know you're going to be just fine.
No.
That was for our Schwartzy. He knows how to use his
words. Our Schwartzy? He's not our Schwartzy.
You're anymore. Right. I'm sorry.
He's our ex-Schwartzy.
I agree with that. Yeah.
He done.
Yeah. And I loved LVP in this scene. And she's like, don't worry. Like, there's going to be something beautiful on the other side. And I appreciate people always having the glass half full. I think I'm one of these people as well. And I do always think better things are to come. And we've already seen that for her. Our girl is a Lifetime movie. She's got her Razor commercial. She got her Uber Eats commercial. She's going to be on the
Bloomingdale
show tomorrow. I mean,
yeah, she's killing
it. It's working out better for her. She's happy with her new man. She's satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then Tom Schwartz comes over to Katie's to drop off the dogs, you know, and she's like, let's have a seat. We're going to have a little chatsy, little Schwartzy poo.
What was on her pajamas? Skulls? I couldn't tell.
I wasn't looking at it that deep. But he's like, you know, how's Ariana? He's like, I feel so fucking bad. And she's like, how long have you known? But Katie's like, so listen, I don't actually want to film with you, but I'm going to get some fucking answers. So you have about 30 minutes to tell me everything. And everything you don't tell me and you try to gaslight me with, I will break it down and I will still get it out of you. So if you want to start the hard way, I'll keep going. But it's just easier for you to get it out now.
And he's like, well, I didn't like mark it on my calendar.
I don't believe you.
I know. And then they flash back to all the cover-ups. Like him literally saying, even if that was true, I wouldn't even tell you it was true.
Yeah. Like she's like, these boys have been covering for themselves, like covering each other for years, not anymore.
And then she denies the BravoCon thing. He's like, what? No, I never said that. No.
I only found out like a month ago. I knew limited info. She's like, Tom, why don't you get on the right side of things and shock everyone and tell the truth for once? And he's like, okay, so I didn't know about the one night stand. And then like the timeline started to change a little bit. He's like, you know, and then I told him like, you need to break up with her, you know? And then he said he's tried to, but then he changed his mind. He's like, Katie, I didn't do anything wrong. And then Katie's like, you're his little bitch boy. You're going to lose a lot of friends. And then Tom, in true Sharks, friends, family, kind of summer house vibe. He's like, I got a lot on my mind. My health, my wealth, my family. Katie, there's man-eating alligators in Florida now. She's like, you sound like a country song. Like Katie is trying. Katie at this point too has moved on so much, has so far removed from like Tom Schwartz and that relationship that she's just trying not to laugh at him because she's like, you are such a fucking loser right now.
But I feel like he's so calculated. Like he's like, okay, I'm going to say like a few of the right things and then I'm going to throw in this like zinger, kind of give the people a laugh, like act like the doofus.
I gotta get my charm so people love me again.
Like I'm not calculated. Like people, I'm not smart enough to do all these things. Like he might be the most calculated person on the show. He might be the real Bobby Fischer.
He's the one who multiple times cheated and everyone still hated Katie.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like his cheating was like fully out there. He's like, sorry, Bubba, I did it again. She's like, again? He's like, oops. I'm blacked out. That's my bad. There was like, oh my God, he's so funny when he drunkenly makes out with people that aren't his wife.
Or like spends the night at a different resort in Mexico.
I blacked out. I don't know where I was. Oh my God. Your alcoholism is so cute. We love you, Schwartz.
Really bad.
No, we don't. No, we don't. This is he's hitching his wagon to this and it's not right. But then I love the you know, Ariana's in her house looking cute in her little sports bra. Did you notice all the flowers that she had received?
And it was millions of flowers.
She was now a florist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like she had so many flowers on that island. Then we get the dog knows somebody's coming. We get a glimpse. We see some slides.
Nike slides.
We pan up as she's walking a little bit closer. We get some leggings. We pan up. We've got a sweater. We pan up. We've got a crop top. We pan up. We've got Kristen Doty.
I just feel like Kristen, as your like comeback scene, you didn't look your best.
I did feel bad though, because a lot of people were commenting on that. And she was like, oh my God, like I just came over. Like, this is what I look like now.
No, I honestly, like, I don't want to be mean. I just feel like she should have like looked cuter.
Sure. Okay.
Not trying. Like, I
thought they were all kind of matching her vibe of sweats.
And like, sure. Just wasn't.
Okay. But then I just love when she was like, oh gosh, like Ariana was like, I'm finally drinking coffee today. You know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, can I get you something? She's like, alcohol. She's like, if we're going to talk about your ex-boyfriend, I need to drink. And she's like, my ex-boyfriend, how about your ex-boyfriend? And Kristen's like, our ex-boyfriend. And then she said, you know, Ariana's like, you know, Tom's camp is talking to Us Weekly and saying our relationship was companionship and convenience, you know, not love and romance. She's like, I just can't believe it took me 9 years to get to this point. And then I love too, because she's like trying to apologize to Kristen in this scene too. And Kristen's like, unfortunately, I have to thank you.
Right.
She's like, thank you for like getting me out of that kind of thing, you know. But then I loved what they did when she's like, you want to go burn some shit on fire, like light some shit on fire. Right. She said, like, you know, write something that you want for this year. Ariana writes true self-love. She's like, write something you're getting rid of. She writes unrequited loyalty. And it just was a nice moment.
To me, didn't need this Krista Doty scene.
It felt too short. I needed a little bit more like anger from her.
It didn't fit for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I liked seeing their friendship. Then we have to go to LVP, because if you do one, you have to do the other. And Tom's got to come in and it's raining. And I'm like, why isn't the door locked? Lock that door and let him stand in the rain.
I am so mad at LVP from this scene. Like, okay, I feel like she starts out strong. She's like, I'm not going to hug him.
She's also dressed like a funeral. She's wearing dark clothes.
I love a black turtleneck.
Also, did you notice too? Like, she brought Ariana upstairs for their meeting, like more like intimate, warm. And she gave Tom the downstairs. And she sat across from him, where she sat on the same couch as Ariana. Just body language.
I think those are very valid points.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, we were going to tell her before the reunion. Like, we had a plan, okay? I wasn't going to let her, like, go to the reunion and, like, step up for Raquel. We were going to out the situation. He's like, God, I'm just, like, so worried. Like, am I never going to get the chance to talk to her again? And he is full-blown acting to me.
Mm-hmm. He's like, trying to hyperventilate, which...
goes, but has to go to the window to hyperventilate.
Well, first off, he puts his hands again over his eyes while he's fully crying. And she's like, oh, it's okay. And then he goes to the window to me, it felt slightly like it was partially a panic attack in a sense. Like, I feel like he started hyperventilating and like really hit him, but not because of Ariana, but because I feel like he's starting to realize he's blowing his life up.
I agree. I would agree with maybe he's having a panic attack because he blew up his life.
Yeah. Not because he's like worried he'll never talk to her again, but more thinking about the fact of like, oh shit, what did like
this, nobody's gonna forgive me for this.
This
one
did not go the way that we had envisioned.
I'm like the most hated man in America. And then I think it was funny on Watch What Happened Live, like Ariana's like, I think he's loving it.
Oh yeah. Like, which is interesting. But she also said, like, I'm not gonna turn my back on you. And then Lisa, when she said, like, you're not a bad person, you just did a bad thing. I'm like, it wasn't once, Lisa. It was for 7 months that we know of. And plus one other dalliance, plus Miami girl. Like, there's definitely things that we don't know about.
She was letting him off way too easily, in my opinion.
Way too easily. Too much.
You know?
Then we go to a girls' night. And so we're at Grandmaster Records, which is on Cahuenga. Cute. Very expensive, though. All the girls come in black. Sheena was wearing the same outfit. I don't know if you know, Sheena wore the same outfit on Watch What Happens Live tonight, minus a different jacket and no hat. Sheena loves a hat.
Okay.
Loves a hat.
I respect that.
And then Ariana comes in her gold beaded dress looking
gorgeous. She looked hot. Yeah.
Why didn't anybody tell her that Schwartz was coming until that moment?
Like, I, he- I I think that was all planned.
Oh, okay. So she
thinks I think it was literally planned. And then like we get to know like Sheena got the restraining order today and she's like, I like paid for her to live somewhere, you know, like I have been her mother, I've been her sister, like, and she's pulling this shit on me. Like, and also it's like, this isn't even it's the legal fees that come along with this too, you know?
Totally. And I think it was more also, but it's like, again, this is a ploy just so she didn't have to be at the reunion. She was trying to get out of the reunion, you know, but it's like, that's annoying.
Absolutely. So then Tom comes in.
Hey guys, wow, this place is so cool. Wow, hey guys. Wow, look, everybody looks great. It's me, Tom Schwartz. I'm charming. See? Don't worry, I stayed away from the man-eating alligators because that's in Florida and I'm in LA.
I know. And then he's like, they just do a sit down. I like that it would, like, none of the other girls were there. Yeah. And he's like, you know, Tom and Ariana, they had like a really strong relationship. Like they never let the cameras see any of their downfalls. Like they wouldn't talk about each other on their show. They were ride or die. And I just think this is like they had too much karma built up. So like it just came back to them.
Like, what? But what I love that Ariana was like, look, if you're going to say anything about how you don't want to kick a guy when he's down, you're going to do any sort of defending of Tom. Like, I don't want it.
She set her boundaries.
She said that. And she just, and he's like, you know, I'm mad too. He exploited my kindness and my business. And it's like, yeah. She's like, yeah. And he apologized to the business and you before me. So he's like, I just, you know, I wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm being painted as a co-conspirator. And she's basically, she like lala'd him. Right.
Yeah,
she's like,
I appreciate
it. I'm not
going to
have mutual friends with anybody. So you're out. You're out. Like you're done. Cause he's like, no, he said he was going to do it. And like, he's going to take care of it. She's like, I'm not in it. And then I feel sad. Cause she's like breaking. Yeah. Like again, this is like 3-4 days after this has been like found out, you know, like
this was the toughest part for me.
When she's like, I'm not in it. I wish I didn't miss him. But what I miss isn't real. And I love that on Watch What Happens Live. She said that too. You know, I say this in the episode, but she's like, but I was missing somebody that wasn't him.
Right.
And she's had just so much clarity. And I think just the support around her also has just been like so insane.
Then she got to like literally play out the narrative that they were playing out the whole season, the script that they had written. And then she actually saw it because she didn't know about it.
Yeah. So then Sheena, we go over to Sheena's house.
This was sad too. This was sad too. She's like, nobody wanted me on the show. Like we were at the NBC upfronts and like, he was the only one that like grabbed my hand and was like, you're a part of this too. Like you're in the show. Like we're going to have fun. Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, you know, he isn't looking at her. And he does shed a tear at this point. He's like, I'm sorry about like the things that were said. Like, you know, she's like, you were one of my best friends. And
typical Sheena.
But she's like, we can't be friends anymore. And she's like, and then she brings up Miami Girl too. Like, who has like, who else have you fucked? Like, I Miami Girl, I've always believed that truth. And he's like, well, Ariana knows the truth about that. And she's right. Like, she's like, ah. And you know, he's
and
like, go ahead.
One other person.
Yeah,
she's like, what? Person. Like, and he's like, it's not fair. I'm not going to get into it. And then I'm like, is this the Billy Lee situation?
Yeah. Like, who is? And he's like, you know, it hasn't been good for 4 or 5 years. She's like, why did you buy a house with her? He's like, the house was a band-aid. She's like, okay, you want to know the truth? I tried to break up with her. She threatened to kill herself. And I'm like, regardless of what that happened, first, it's gross for you to out her like that, or it's gross for you to like make up. Now, he said the same thing on Howie Mandel, and I'm sure there was some sort of conversation, but the whole thing for him to say that is, like, gross to be like, this is why I didn't. And I loved Sheena's response on this. Like, Sheena shined in this scene where she just said, I don't give a shit what she said to you, basically. Like, if you are going to do that, do it. Don't be a coward. We, as her friends, are here to pick her up. You don't get to just, like,
We've already picked up the pieces. We would have flown in her mom and her mom. Like we are doing it right now. And guess what? Because of this, we're not going to be friends anymore. Like I cannot support one thing that you do. And I'm going to miss you.
But that was savage. Like, you know, I'm going to miss you. Like, but you don't deserve any friends after this. And she's like, I need to feed my baby. Get out of here. He's just like, says sorry. And he leaves. And that's the end.
And I feel like he couldn't muster up any tears at the end.
I think he really thought Sheena was the one he was still going to get. And that when she, and the way that she responded was so strong that he was like, oh shit, there's not even like a waiver of her going one way or the other. Like, she's made a decision and it's like, yeah, you blew up your life.
Tohya Schwartz.
And I'm so curious because, okay, so then obviously Ariana's on Watch What Happens Live. She's looking stunning. She's on there by herself. Does Tom Sandoval get a spot on Watch What Happens Live at some point? It feels very much like Bravo is on Ariana's side. It would feel weird, but also like showbiz is showbiz, baby. Like,
I feel like they're like, maybe they're thinking it might just get so much backlash. It's not worth it. Like, there could be a boycotting situation.
And I think originally they were going to have him before her. Okay. On a week. Yeah. And then when he, and I feel like he probably pushed back.
Howie Mandel.
Like, sorry, I'm touring, man. Like, I can't, or just is like after the reunion, didn't want to do it. And so it's like, okay, we're back in Ariana 100% now. Like, he can't, right?
I think he cut a lot of ties when he did the Howie Mandel interview.
Yeah.
With Bravo. Yeah. So I feel like they're like, we're not going to give him a voice or a platform to express himself. And Andy would be so biased. I mean, what do we even want to hear from him anymore? I don't want to hear shit from him.
Yeah, I agree. Disgusting. Like, yeah. And I,
he is a mustache with a worm. A worm other with way. A mustache.
The other way. Yeah. He's also a poo poo head. You poo poo heads, both of you. You could buy our tote, by the way. Worm with mustache.
Courtney made a great tote.
Link in bio on our Instagram. Yeah.
I think fun. These are the fun facts from Watch What Happens Live, so you don't have to watch it.
Okay, go ahead.
So Ariana's basically said it wasn't Billy Lee that he's the other person he hooked
called
up
Tom
with.
Schwartz, a flying monkey. Sandoval's flying monkey. They both are still living in the house right now. And how do they communicate, Mary?
Through an assistant. And I was like, Tom has an assistant? I was kind of
Tom's assistant and Logan, Ariana's friend. LVP is the one exception to the rule that they can, that she's fine with if she still has a relationship with Sandoval, because obviously they're tied with Tom.
Raquel's still sending letters to the house
from treatment.
That was from 4 days ago.
Yep. Sandoval's parents never contacted her. That was crazy to me.
I think they're probably just like, I don't want to be involved. I don't know.
And also, I guess
not like Lenny's mom.
What do you respond? I don't know. Oh. Yeah. I thought it was really interesting when she said, okay, the plan of them wanting to do it for the reunion was that he wanted to break up with me and then he wanted to go to film Winter House and still look like the good guy. And there's always something about like when they kind of break the fourth wall and these sort of things. And I'm like, oh, and I'm like, she's so right.
Yeah.
That's 100% correct. I thought the admission of Miami Girl was.
And that's what we're going to get in the reunion. Also, I just... What do you think? I mean, the reunion. What do you think we're going to get out of the reunion?
I think we're going to get more details. And obviously, I think we're going to get more from the Sandoval Raquel side of it. And I think we're going to have more reactions. But it's so, I'm glad that they did the reunion when they did, because if they did it now, the dust has settled so much. It would just be a lot of like eye rolling. And the anger was so strong then that I feel we're just going to have so much more
fire.
Yeah. That it's like, okay, but. Things I feel are so different, but I was reading something. I think it was like Alex Baskin, who was like a former producer, I want to say, for like the Real Housewives, and maybe he was working on Vanderpump. But he said like there's like a revelation that happens that we don't know about.
It's not.
They always say that though, and I'm like, aka people who casually watch the show and are like, oh, what's Scandoval? Oh, I'll hop in, or is it like, and then like the rest of us that are the freaking FBI over here, we like already know.
I feel like it's going to be like Miami Girl.
No, because they admitted that though already. Maybe you're right. And now they just blew it.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm going to watch every single part probably 4 times. When I go to bed, put it on when I wake up, put it on while I shower, put it on while I'm eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, put it on and rinse and repeat.
I think she'll be on Dancing with the Stars, but I also just love like she's still so humble. She is like, have so much gratitude. I love that she's doesn't have like this air cockiness about her. She's just her true, she's handled authentic it
really
self.
Well,
and she lost 180 pounds.
Yeah. I think something that was a really smart move on her part too, is that outside of today and obviously like the reunion and stuff, she really hasn't commented on it at all. And I think that was one of the smarter moves, was like having her friends answer for her, her not giving like any statements, kind of anything, really worked in her favor, because it's like nothing can be kind of used against her. And I thought that was a very smart move on Ariana's part.
I also don't think she's the type of person that like goes on podcasts or...
She had her own. Maybe she, you know, I would love to see them all kind of
have a revival,
get together and get a shenanigans, give them Lala. She had one at some point. Katie had one. Maybe they'll do like a something about her, and they'll have like a podcast station where they go like live from there, her and Katie.
Yep.
Yeah. There's much more to come. I mean, I thought this was a great finale. I really want to see what the ratings numbers are, because I just feel like this was just so strong. Like, we have like our Bravo group text right now is just like going off about everybody who's on the West Coast being able to like watch West Coast hours. Guys, if you're West Coast, DirecTV Stream, always the jam. You get the East Coast times. But this has been a fun journey.
We still have the reunion and
three parts. Yep. All right. And we will be back later this week with a recap of everything else. But thanks for taking this ride. We might be done with the Scandoval in season, but we still have the reunion.
we still have the fallout.
Yep. All right. And with that note, we'll see you later.
Happy Super Bowl.
Bye.